we could not talk about Guardians on this station today without talking about what happened on another show today. And, you know, I innocently responded to a video that was put out there of Ken Carmen saying that that Jose Ramirez is on track to be a cautionary tale around baseball. And then I was alerted that Ken maybe in the 7 o'clock hour went back to maybe touch up his comments because he felt like he had been taken out of context. So we are going to play a bit of sound from the first segment in today's show. We're just going to start here where Ken warns about the cautionary tale angle.
Jose Ramirez will turn into a cautionary tale. Probably already is to some of these agents. He will turn into a cautionary tale for the rest of the league. Player of the generation. He is our Hall of Famer. He'll go in as a Guardian, and we'll always love him because he took this huge discount. That what do they do with all the rest of the money? What do they do with it? See, we're doing the same thing we always do. It's the same conversation all over again. And so his career ends, and we're all like, eh, you know, he's not having the same type of season he's had. Like, I heard Nick yesterday, Jose's kind of having a mid-season. Still has a 20-game hitting streak. No offense to Nick. I know that he's pressing a little bit because some of the other ones, he still has a 20-game hit streak. So now we're going to you-know-what away what we have with the player of our generation. And it just feels like, okay, great. And we're going to put Jose Ramirez up there, and we're going to put Nolan Jones in the two-hole every now and then. That's what we're going to do. Thanks for staying. Thanks for taking this massive discount. Here's your Nolan Jones that Jonathan makes an argument about exit velo.
I knew you had to kind of. I'm glad you got to speak your piece on the exit velo thing earlier.
You see why? Every time, it's like every Guardians convo, Nolan Jones comes up and it sounds like I'm like a defender of his. He was hitting under 200 when I made the point.
Also, you said it like 4 weeks ago. Is that fair?
It was not long ago. Like he'd already.
Well, I actually mean it was sucked. Well, but my point is, like, you said it early enough in the season that kind of thing is something you can talk about when you have a small sample size. A month later, we're through 2 months of the season. At some point, like, he's got to start hitting or not.
Well, but I think it would have been different if I had like done the Nolan Jones thing before the season. Was like, he's going to turn it around. This is it. Not really the case, but not the point.
So you and I listened to Ken's first segment. Did you think Ken was making a grander point about baseball instead of the Cleveland Guardians specifically failing Jose Ramirez?
So my big takeaway was the idea that we see this in baseball all the time where you have people that don't win the World Series. Like, is it just saying World Series or it was a complete failure of a career? Is that what we're going off of?
I think that's a very, and I think stylizing it specifically to the Guardians.
First off, and he did play in Game 7 of the World Series in what some are calling the biggest game in baseball history because it involved the Cubs and them breaking the curse. But it's Game 7 of the World Series. It doesn't get much bigger than that. We've had, in baseball history, we've had all sorts of great players that have never won a World Series. I mean, Tony Gwynn played for 20 years, and yes, he made it to 2 World Series, but he went to 3 total postseason appearances. Ichiro never made it as far as the World Series, only made it to an ALCS. He had 2 total trips to the postseason in his career. Like, you have all sorts of all-time great players that don't win a World Series. Is that the bottom line? He has to win the World Series or it's a wasted career?
I think it's more the emphasis, because here's the thing.
Because they've had success and gotten to the postseason all over the place since Jose's been here. Ken, so it's got to be World Series, right?
Ken was getting a lot of flack on social media, so later in the show he came back and said, I was making a point about baseball in general. That's not what he said in the first segment. So I'm just going to rip the Band-Aid off and say that it was a very convenient, polished job at the 7:20 segment today, as opposed to what he actually said in the 6 o'clock segment. So I have to offer that bit of honesty.
All right, so what's the difference here? Lay it out from your perspective then, because I'm curious to know. What was the difference in the first time and then in the second
time? The first time he laid it at the feet of the Guardians. He said, you're going to go out there and you're going to hit Nolan Jones in the 2 spot and act like you're trying to win with Jose. And my response would be, because everybody focuses on, like, they got to show you they're trying to win the World Series. They traded for Lane Thomas last year. They signed Matthew Boyd. There's another sign. Oh, they traded for Alex Cobb. You might not like those 3 moves. They made 3 moves. But by the way, both Lane Thomas and Matthew Boyd came up big on your journey to the ALCS. I guess here's the problem, though. People are saying this in the 2010s. After they signed Edwin Encarnacion and they had a league average payroll.
To me, it's
just like low hanging fruit. Even if the last 4 years, they certainly have not done everything they can financially to put a team around Jose.
I felt like 2017 and that season that you're talking about with Encarnacion in particular, I thought they got a lot of credit for that. I thought they, and it was the biggest time we've seen them in really in the past 10 years, like actually make a push forward though.
I think that might be revisionist history. That's not how I or maybe it's just not how I remember it. It was okay. You did that
because
I mean,
you won 100. You won 102 games, and then obviously you bowed out in the first round.
But then it became. I think people you didn't want to playoff series after 2016
for sure. But I think people wanted you to build on that though. But I think 2017 after the World Series in 2016, I think people did give him credit and say, okay, you are adding pieces, you are making the moves. The problem that happened is it just stopped right there.
Well, yeah, because everybody started getting more expensive. Then for it became about trying to retain the team that you had.
Right, but I do feel like they did get credit for that one season, and then I think people. And they were wrong, obviously. But I think people then set new expectations that that would be the gold standard, and it just didn't turn out to be that.
I also think people talked about Edwin Encarnacion like he was an abject failure here, and he was super productive when he was here, just the same as he was. He just wasn't Mike Trout in his prime. And I guess, like, I actually think it's legitimate you can say, since they signed Jose, really since COVID, the financial support for this team has gone in the tank. I think that's a totally fair conversation to have.
Yeah.
If you compare it to the financial support of the team from 2013 when Tito first got here to like 2019. At the same point, then we go, all right, well, they're not spending as much. What are the results? The results are two of the last 3 years, you were one pitch away from the ALCS in 2022. And last year you were in the ALCS. And you made moves during the season, which you didn't do in 2022. You made moves that got you closer in the playoffs that paid off in Lane Thomas and in Matthew Boyd. So, like, I guess my thing is, like,
yeah, they weren't the most decorated moves, though. You called him Lemon Law Lane for 2 months.
Yeah, well, and then he made up for it in the playoffs.
And he did. And Matthew Boyd, same. I mean, Matthew Boyd, he's just a old southpaw, and he came up big in the postseason, but it's not like
What were the
big
sexy players out there? Players that got traded?
I know, but I don't want to rewrite this as if we're acting as if just because they made moves, they were substantial moves, and the fan base was like, way to go, way to do it.
They made moves, and the moves paid off. Like, shouldn't you get credit for trading for a former All-Star outfielder and a good middle-of-the-road pitcher? I wasn't going to go too hard. I was going to glaze Matthew Boyd that much.
Max laughing for a reason. He's laughing for a reason.
Well, but like, I think my point is, like, so I can say the four-year thing. Like, this, Jose Ramirez isn't going to be the cautionary tale of, oh, what you could have done with him. Because I think you can say that more about Aaron Judge and the Yankees, who have no limitations, who have stood pat or made sideways moves at the deadline. You can damn sure say it for Mike Trout, who will be a generational cautionary tale. Will there be some big agents who use Jose taking a hometown discount and then the team not putting the rest of that money around him? Yes, because it's baseball. And those guys will weaponize anything in the war of players versus owners. But in terms of the big picture, you're not wasting anything. There's nothing being wasted with Jose Ramirez. He's having a Hall of Fame career,
right.
And you're winning in a huge part because you re-signed him.
Wasting makes it sound like the past 10 years were all a failure. And that's the only problem I had with it all. Like, yeah, listen, I am not shy to going to town and just taking a...
Easy
now. But taking a bat and swinging it like it's a pinata at... you're just not going to let me do any of it today.
Show me your tricks, big boy.
I'm just saying. Getting very randy over there.
It's not randy.
You're somebody's father, and I appreciate that about you.
But I've taken the Dolphins a task often on this station, so I'm not shy to do that. But that would make it seem as if the previous 10 years have all just been some big failure, and it's just not.
And they've had success. And I think Lima even pointed out, like, well,
that's
since
the main
2013,
point. They've had success, a bunch of success.
Well, and so I think, okay, so I can meet anyone halfway that I would love it if we could spend another $40 million a year. Now, I don't want to spend it on Anthony Santander. I don't want to spend it there. I don't want to spend it on some middle of the road outfielder who's going to hit 25 home runs here. And then in LA, he'll hit 35 like Teoscar Hernandez. Nope, if there was another quality player available, I would love if they could sign him or keep a guy like Kwan. I do. But you have to look at what's happening in Pittsburgh. You have to look at what's happened in Cincinnati. You have to look at comparable markets and how they're not having the kind of success you are. Like, you're much closer to the Brewers and the Rays, and those guys don't have a Hosey. The Brewers might with Churio.
Yeah.
But and Yelich has had a couple years, but he's also had some years where they paid him $30 million to do diddly squat. So I continue to look back on this, and I'm like, I understand some of the argument here. but it is wildly dramatic and honestly, I think unfair.
I thought you were going to tell us what happened to the Rays superstar.
To say it's Yandy Diaz. And what happened was performance enhancing.
Yeah, you keep driving by that Wander Franco line. Okay.
It's, I mean, he was no Jose Ramirez. Is Jose Ramirez, but we keep coming back to, is Jose Ramirez on track to be a cautionary tale? No, the team's having success more often than not, and the player continues to have success.
Yeah, a cautionary tale is if, let's say, the Pirates keep going down their track with Paul Skeens, and then they somehow in some magical way are able to re-sign Skeens at a discount because, I don't know, Livy Dunn just loves Pittsburgh for some reason.
She seems like she does.
And they just continue to run out the same team that Pittsburgh's been running out and the same team that's going to get Charrington fired and everything. That would be a cautionary tale.
Yeah.
That would be a, how did you screw this up and why did you do it this way? And you're letting everyone in baseball down. What the Guardians have done is not that.
And the Pirates don't have a pitching factory. They don't have a player development system like the Guardians do. That's where the Guardians spend their money. I would prefer they spent money there and by retaining the right free agents or adding the select free agent here and there. But if we start getting to cautionary tales in baseball, Jose in top five. He's not, I mean,
no, and again, baseball is littered with all sorts of great players. If the standard is just you have to win a World Series and that's the only way your career is a success, we got a bunch of great players that never won a World Series.
And I'll be honest with you, Mark Shapiro is a cautionary tale of spending money in the wrong way with George Springer. And there's six or seven other guys they've just thrown money at more than they should because they got to pay somebody and it ain't happening. 216-474-0092. Is Jose Ramirez on track to be a cautionary tale around baseball? Zach Jackson, Browns and NFL reporter for The Athletic. Coming up, we'll talk Shador reps year over year. We'll also get into the Browns quarterback situation year over year in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.